And it's done in a very unsentimental way. They're both, I don't know if you've seen the film, but you get a sense in the film of them being both very unsentimental, practical men, not given to displays of very much emotion or talking about their emotions. You know, they're from Sheffield. Sorry, cheap joke. Fair enough. But I think that this lowering, this tying themselves together and lowering, is the first stage in their idealism being matured. No longer is it such a laugh to climb this mountain, and no longer is it such a glorious adventure. Now, actually, they're up against something far more dangerous and real. So it's an image for that. It's also, well, I find it a very powerful image for our interdependence. For the first time, they're realizing that actually they have to rely on each other, or at least Joe has to rely on Simon. He can't do it alone. It isn't a single endeavor, which is, you know, very, very true, isn't it, of the spiritual life, and probably of any thing that we want to do in our lives. But the other thing that it reminds me of is, well, just not quitting at the first hurdle. How tempting it would be to have just given up then and say, okay, well, that's it. You know. And, well, heroes don't do that, do they? Heroes don't do that in their stories. And they stay with it against all the odds. They find creative solutions against all the odds. And they're intelligent in how they do that. So it's not just a bludgeoning on. Although, you know, it does come to that later on. But it's an intelligent way of working. I was just thinking in terms of my own life, how actually tempting it is to quit when the going gets tough. When I left my job, a few years back, about 7 years back, and worked in the centre team of the London Buddhist Centre, raising money at the time for a retreat centre, Vajrasana Retreat Centre. And Vajrasana Retreat Centre was just an ideal that, you know, we in the Sangha at the LBC talked about. Actually, Ratnagosha had held it up as an ideal. It was his dream. It was his vision. He'd decided that we needed a new retreat centre that was going to be beautiful. It was going to be capable of holding 100 people. It was going to be instrumental in spreading the Dharma in London. It was going to be, it was going to be tremendous. And I was going to raise money for it. I had no experience of fundraising. And I don't really have that sort of talent, actually. But I went in it full of gung-ho kind of glory, or at least as much as I could muster. And it didn't work out as we hoped. All the funding that we applied for didn't come through. I knew a few rich, influential people, and they didn't feel very inspired to give. The Sangha was inspired, but nobody was able to give very much. We were trying to raise £500,000. And after the first year, we were struggling to reach 100,000, and we'd given ourselves 2 years to do it in. I just decided we weren't going to do it. Yeah, I just thought, we might as well give up now. Let's cut our losses. Let's not embarrass ourselves further. I could go back and get a job. Ratnagosha didn't sort of give up. And I'm just very, very grateful for him for not giving up. But not only did he not give up, he just kept on coming up with creative, inspired sort of solutions, intelligent solutions that kept reframing the project, kept reframing what we were doing, and carrying on. And actually, well, yeah, it was just over 2 years. We did have a retreat centre that did cost us, just under £500,000, probably £500,000 by the time we got it up and going. And it's a very beautiful place now. Not quite for 100 people, but nevertheless it's been very, very important in the life of many, many people around the LBC and further afield. Just a little example that came to mind from my own life of somebody not giving up.